After the Shmaya, we begin the beautiful sugya of the ne'emanus, or lack thereof, of a shlish. And we had seen the Mishnah. Now we immediately jump into the Gemara. And after the Shmaya, what we're going to do today... see the shita first, the shita of Rashi. In other words, make a leaning on the sugya, the siyata shmai, wealth through Rashi. Compare the Rashi to the relevant Tosafin, and then maybe see how that's going to open up some unique things about shitas Rashi and Tosafos. And at the end of this year, also, we will give a little bit of background, the Shas background of the implication of Shitas Rashi. So let's build organically. That's the goal for today. Zok Dehele Gemara, Itmar, Baal Omar Lepikadon. The Baal says that the get that is now found in Reuven's hand was given to watch. He didn't intend to administer the get. Yet, or maybe ever. Ushlish oimer legerishin. And the shlish says, no, it was given for divorce. Now, that, of course, in this case, would make the woman automatically divorced, because in the case of our Mishnah, we were talking about Isha Sha'amra, Hiskabali Giti. So, essentially, the issue is the woman going to be divorced or not? Okay. So Rav Huna Amar Baal Neman. Rav Huna says we believe the husband. Rav Chizda Amar Shlish Neman. And Rav Chizda says we believe the Shlish. Rav Huna Amar Baal Neman. Dim Isa Dilagerishin Yavi Nale Lididei Havi Yavla Nihala. Rav Huna says, and Rashi adds that if they're in the same city, so then in such a case, then the Baal could have just as well given it for Gerishin himself. Why did he use the shalish? It must be because he wants to give it as a pikadon. Let's take a look at Rashi. All right, you know, we'll leave Rashi now. Okay, that's the shita of Rav Huna. Rav Chizda Amar Shlish Neman. Rav Chizda says the shlish is Neman to Himne, because he believed him. Obviously, we're going to need to spend a lot of time understanding the nature of the Himne. What exactly does the Himne mean? By the way, I just realized that it could be Daniel and Corey don't know we're having Shir now. So thank you very much, Yoni. Da Himne. So in such a case, the Shlish is Neman because he believed him. So this is the machlokis between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. Now, immediately, let's take a look at Rashi. Baal Omer Lepikadon, get shenasam biyad shalish. The get that was put in the hand of the Reuven, Baal Omer Lepikadon sati biyad chul, shalish amel gerishin asati li, shayisi shlucha lekabal, v'neskarsha bekabalasi, v'ho ishva isha yachad bi'ir. It will be very easy to deliver it because both the man and the woman are in the city. So that's going to set up the shita of Rav Huna, who says that the Baal is believed because if he wanted to give it as a get, they're right there. Now, Tosas di bar maskel baal nemun, which we're not doing now, but Tosas also adds that there's another advantage of ishvi isha yachad beir in terms of shailas of b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam ayin sham. Okay, so for both of those reasons, we have ishvi isha yachad beir. Says Rashi da imne. So Rav Chizda says that the shlish is believed because you believed him. Kishem masra biyado, when you put it in his hand. Now, the world makes a big deal, and Tosos makes a big deal, that Rashi later on adds a little bit more. I think it might be significant that Rashi doesn't say it over here. But the way the world says over Rashi is they say that Rashi later on, in Dibra Maskel, Mi Kanafik Gita Mituse Yade, Rashi adds something more. Rashi says, well, we'll see that again, but let's take halfway through Rashi. Rashi says, "Dumigu di have boy have oved be, mai de ka amar, neman nami alami raso." The guy has a miguv. The shlish has a miguv. The shlish, he was given the get. Let's say he says, you're right. You gave it to me as a pikadon. But I could have given the get. So miguv that I could have given the get, believe me, on to give it to her. Believe me that I accepted it on her behalf. So many point out that this is connected to Shitas Rashi. This is what Rashi means when Rashi says the migu di havu avid bay my dekamer nema nami alami rasa. So that's exactly what Rashi is saying over here. Okay, I'll summarize in a moment what we did up until now. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says Masiv Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba asks the following question. Hodas baldin kamei the dummy ushlishnem mishnehem. A shlish is believed if you have a machlokis. This is a Tosefta. The Tosefta is talking about a case in which you have Yosef and Binyamin that gave they're both fighting over money that has been given to Reuven. Reuven was the shlish. And so the halacha is, if Yosef concedes that it belongs to Binyamin, so then in such a case he'd be believed. Ushlish nema mishnehem. But of course, ultimately the shlish is believed more than either of them. Ketzad zelmer kach zelmer kach shlish nema. So what do you see beferish from the Tosefta that the shlish is nema? Answers the Gemara, shani mamon disyayv lemechila. No, mamon is different because you could be mocha. Okay. So what exactly is that teretz of the Gemara? So let's take a look at Rashi. This yayv lemechila. Rashi says, shemachloi machal. The halacha is that Yosef and Binyamin, when they give it over to Shimon, are exercising something. Hilchach shlish neman. Dekimen shehem mino. Once he believes Yosef or Binyamin, who gives the shlish, the money, umasa biyado nisratze b'avtechaso alav, he's trusting him. Limchal mamono ulahamin kol mashi yomer. Just like a person could be mocha on their money, so this is another way of being mocha. They're giving it over to the shlish, that the shlish is going to be neman. Avol b'milsa di isura, but when it comes to inyanim of isur, ein biyado lehema. You can't be mocha on whether your wife is divorced or not. Could be, God forbid, Yosef's a bad husband. But at the end of the day, so yeah, he's mochel, but that doesn't work. It's not going to work because there's a question of whether she was divorced or whether she was not divorced. That's the question over here. So it answers the Gemara, since it's Yosef l'mechila, that's going to be different than when it comes to gerushin. Okay, so let's summarize what we have up until now. We have machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, whether the Baal is going to believe or the Shlish is going to believe. The reason why we're going to believe the shalish according to Rav Chisda, according to Rashi, is da himne. That was what the Gemara had said, but Rashi adds that he has a migu. Rashi later on adds that he has a migu because he could have given it. So therefore, he's going to be believed to say that he got it for gerushin. And what's his migu? So Rashi had added already in the first Rashi that they're all in the same city. So since they're all in the same city, it'll be very, very easy for him to be able to give it. And Tosis and Dibar Maskel Baal, we haven't done. Tosis gives another reason why it's important that they're going to be in the same city. The Gemara now continues, 10 lines from the top. Va'atanya v'chein le'gitin. Didn't we learn that Tosefta, same is going to apply to Gittin? And says Gemara, Gite Mama, we're talking about Shtaros Mama. Va'atanya v'chein le'shtaros. Midu gabi adadi tanya. Rashi says v'chein legitim v'chein l'shtaros t'neima midahol l'shtaros mamon kamaisa legiti nashim hani trei tanoim ninu v'tarvayu b'mamon airi. There are two different tanoim that were saying the same thing. The Gemara now brings us back to our Mishnah. And here's where everything is going to get really exciting. Tanan. So with this machlok is Rav Huna Rav Chisda. The Gemara says, let's see it through our Mishnah. Isha sha'amra hiskaba legiti. Sricha shtei kite edim. We learned in our Mishnah she needs two kiteim. Shnayim shomer fneinu amr, shnayim shomer fneinu kibal v'kara. Va'amai lehemne shlish. We should believe the shlish. In other words, didn't Rav Chisda say that the shlish is neman? So then, why is it that you need two sets of edim? Now, Rabbosai, let's zero in on the Gemara's kash over here. What exactly is the Gemara saying you should need? You shouldn't need two sets of Edom for? How many sets of Edom are there in our Mishnah? How many sets of Edom are there in the Mishnah? There are two sets of Edom. Two sets of Edom in our Mishnah. There's a set of Edom that say that she appointed the Shliach, a set of Edom of Kabbalah. So L'chura, the Pashtus of the Gemara, is V'amai Lehem Neishlish, that you shouldn't need either sets of Edom. Correct? Shouldn't need either sets of Edom. However, Tosis right off the bat does not learn this way. Tosis already on the Mishnah, in Dibar HaMaschil Shlish, Tosis says, Pirish, She'oimer Shahoye Shliach LeKabbalah, Umayri Kishiye Shnayim Shemeidin Befanenu Amra, Deshavise Ha'isha Shliach LeKabbalah Kedisnan B'masnisan. He says, when Rav Chisda says that the Shlish is going to be Neman, then of course there are Edim of the Minoy Shlichus. The only Shaila over here is going to be the Shaila in regards to the Edim of the Nesinas Haget. But the Minoy Shlichus, of course, is going to be necessary. So Rav Miller Shlita pointed out that Rashi disagrees. Rashi by us, in Dibar Maskel V'amai, Rashi says, V'amai bo Edim klal. Why do you need Edim at all? Lo b'kabbalah v'lo b'amira. Ela b'amira sol b'lvad lehemne, to ahemne ba'al. With Amira alone, he should be believed. So we have a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosos, which is going to occupy us, not in Lomdus, but it's going to occupy us in Pshat for an extended period of time. Make sure that I don't finish today without summarizing the Lomdusha implications, but today we're going to start with the Pshat. So there, Rashi and Tosos are learning the Gemara's Kasha in different ways. According to Tosos, the Gemara's question is, of course, we have Edim on the Minoy Shlichus, but according to Rashi, why do we need neither for the Minoy Shlichus nor for the Kabbalah? Okay, that's in my mind absolutely critical in our sugya. So answers the Gemara. The reason why we don't believe the Shliach in our Mishnah is because Rav Huna and Rav Chisda are talking about a different case than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that they tear up the shtar. So we'll leave off now for why exactly they're tearing up the shtar. But they're tearing up the shtar. So Gemara answers, and for Tehillah Gemara, mi kanafik gita mitusa yade dilahemne. Is the get coming out of her hand, of his hand, to be able to believe him? What's the Gemara's teretz? Gemara's teretz is the guy lost his migul. In our Mishnah, he lost the migul. If the get is still in his hand, then he has a migul. But our Mishnah said that they tear up the get. Zok Tehillah Gerashi, mi kanafik gita mitusa yade. B'faneinu l'haros lanu d'nehemne. Could he whip out the get to show us that he should be believed? Ha'karo. V'af al pi shakron b'yado b'faneinu, ein shalish elim kein ha'shlishus b'yadoi. He's not going to serve as a shalish unless the shlishus is in his hand. D'migu d'iboy havi avid bey maidika amar. Since he, now Rashi pulls out the migu. D'migu d'iboy avid bey maidika amar. Since he's believed to say, let me rephrase that. Since he could have done what he said, since he could have given it to her, then he's going to believe. This one that's torn, once it's torn up, he loses the migu. So Rashi explains that he's losing the migu over here because it's torn up. This, of course, is consistent. It seems to be Rashi Shita, that the reason why the shalish is neman is he's got a migu. And here, when he loses the migul, so then he's going to lose his believability. That's what Rashi is learning is the Gemara's teretz. Now, Tosos, in Dibar Maskel v'lehemne shlish, Tosos al-Pishitaso learns the Gemara differently. says Taisus, v'lehemni lishlish, pirish. Amai tzarech shnayim shomer b'fineinu kibel. Why do you need to say b'fineinu kibel? Avol tzarech lo'olam shnayim shomer b'fineinu amra kadi pirashnu le'el. So Taisus says, when the Gemara asked that the shalish should be neman, the Gemara never meant to say that the shalish should be neman in regards to the minoy. The minoy is something that's entirely independent. Like we learned earlier. Rabosai, what would Tosis's svara be? What would Tosis's svara be? Why would Tosis say that you don't need to in regards to the shlish will be neman on the Kabbalah, but would not be neman on the minoy? And the Gemara then is not asking about the minoy. The minoy, of course, needs to. But the Gemara is only asking in regards to the Nemanis Lishlish. What would that svara be? So L'chura Tosis has a very, very straightforward svara. The minoy of the Shalish has nothing to do with the get that's sitting in his hand. What does it have to do with the get that's sitting in his hand? Because the get that's sitting in his hand is a reason to believe that the woman was divorced. In other words, he's able to give the woman the divorce. But the get that is sitting in his hand, what does that have to do with whether he was nimne to be a shliach? And that would be Tosis's svara. Umishani. So how did Tosis learn the Gemara's teretz? Did the get come out of the shlish's hand? How do you know that this get was given to him at all, the shlish at all? Maybe it was found in the garbage. Only if the get is going to be found in his hand, and in such a case, then he's going to be believed. In other words, any get that's found in the garbage is going to be torn up. So if you have a full get, then that's a sign that you got it from the husband. So here, if it's torn up, it's not a sign at all they got it from the husband. In such a case, he's not going to be believed. Rabosai, is that the same thing as Rashi? Does Tosis learn the same way as Rashi did? Here, I'm not going to give it away. But wait till someone comes up with something over here. Is it the same thing as Rashi, or is it different? How?
Rashi says that the nemanos of the shlish somehow even helps us in terms of the
okay, but that's not what I'm being medayik now in Tosas. What you said, Rav Yonah, is 100% correct. Again, let me just clarify, because if Yoni didn't zero in on that, then the odds are someone else didn't zero in either. Tosas says that the reason why the shlish is not neman when it's torn up is because it came from the garbage and he loses entirely his nemanus. Is that the reason that is that consistent with Rashi's words?
No, not at all.
Rashi said, "Ein biyado lemosra biyada." It's not in his hand to give it to her hand. And what does that mean? That means l'chura that you lost the migo. That's what Rashi's saying. So Rashi and Tosos are going to be different over here on two fronts. On one front, Rashi is going to be different because Rashi is learning that we're talking about both the shlish being neman for both the minui and the kabbalah. And number two is when it's torn up, what does it do? According to Rashi, when it's torn up, it messes over the migu. According to Tosos, you have the issue of it being found ba'ashba. Okay, let's continue on. Here you'll help me with the kasha. Tenach amra. That works fine for Amra, in other words, I've answered the question in regards to Amra, but Kibel Lamali. But what about in regards to Kibel? Why do I need Eidim for Kabbalah? Explains Rashi. Tainach Amra Kibel Lamali, Lasuye Eidim. Our Mishnah doesn't rely on the Shlish. Shira'uhu Mikablo Miyadaba. Because we saw him be mekabla from that we saw him become a baal, hareyu biyado b'fanenu. So it's in his hand, and the shlish, it's in his hand. Va'vadai kimle, he certainly was mekabelit. What does it mean that he certainly was mekabelit? In this case, wasn't it already torn up? Was already torn up? So he says, but even though it's torn up, he's going to be believed. That's what it sounds like according to Rashi. Vavadai kible. So according to Rashi, the kasha is as follows. I understand why the shlish is not going to be ne'eman in the case of Amra, but when it comes vis-a-vis Amra, vis-a-vis minui shlichos, but in regards to Kabbalah, why isn't the Shlish going to be believed even though it's torn up? Answers the Gemara, Amarava Mani Rebbe Lazarhi, Damar Eidim Asir Karsi. The answer is that we're talking about the Shita Rebbe Lazar, who says that in order for a woman to be divorced, you need Eidei Mesira. Einachanami, according to, if you hold Eidei Chasima Karsi, then there would be no need for the Eidus on the Kabbalah. But we're following Shitas Rebbe Lazar, who says that Eide Mesira Karsi. Now, Mirtz Hashem, on Sunday, I want you to stop, already tomorrow, I want you to stop at Rashi. Rashi Rebbe Lazar, he says, Da'amar enge kasher below Eide Mesira. Is that the only way to understand Shitas Rebbe Lazar? I want you to think about that. Rashi says, enge kasher below Eide Mesira. Okay, so according to Rashi, for some reason, when even though it's ripped up, the halacha should be that he should be neman in regards to the Kabbalah. But the shlish is going to be give edus for the amira. Says Tosos Teinach b'fanenu amra pirush Teinach dvarecha shetzarech shenayim shiom b'fanenu amra umizeh. Lo havi kashen ba'olam, says Tosos again. I understand Teinach b'fanenu amra. According to Tosos, Teinach b'fanenu amra means, of course, you'll never believe the shlish in regards to the minoy shlichus. El b'fanenu ki b'lamli, nihi delo sagi b'shnayim omri b'fanenu amra, kivan de nikra haget, v'lo nafik yita mitu seyade, Mikol makom lamali b'fanenu kibel lo avitzarech el edim shera'u biyado shalem. Tosis learns differently than Rashi. Tosis says lo avitzarech el edim shera'u biyado shalem. Tosis says, of course the shalish is not going to be neman, neither for the minui nor for the kabbalah. But the kasha is different than Rashi. The kasha is lo yitzarech le'edim shir el le'edim shiru biyado shalem. All you need is to have Eidim that once upon a time saw it in his hand. What do you need the Eidim for? Lo yitzarech el le'edim shiru biyado shalem. Once the Eidim saw it in the hand of the shlish shalem, that's going to be enough. But they're not going to have to actually see the Kabbalah. They're not going to have to actually see the Kabbalah, because once the Shlish is Neman, so he'll be Neman Bitsiruf, the Eidim that saw it Shalim in his hand. In other words, if you hold the Baal as Neman, then Eidim seeing it in his hand is going to be zero, because the Baal is Neman that gave it to Pikadam. But if you hold the Shlish as Neman, so then all you need is to know that it was in his hand, shalem. The shalish is believed. Once it's in his hand, shalim, then he's believed. But if we're talking about where it's torn up, so then all you need is Aiden that it was once shalem, and then the shlish is going to be believed that it was given legerishin. What's mashma from Rashi? From Rashi is mashma that even when it's torn up, he's going to be believed. Taisus doesn't learn that way. Taisus doesn't learn that way. Do we have any reason why Taisus didn't learn like Rashi?
Not so mashma.
Beautiful. Because Tosis had already said in Dibra Maskel Vilahemne, Tosis had said that the torn up get was found in the Ashba. But Rashi never said that. So for Rashi, ultimately, the torn up get is not going to be a problem in regards to believing that there was a get that was given. But for some reason, according to Rashi, it's going to be a problem in regards to the Amira. But the only reason you can need Eidus on the Kabbalah is according to Rabbi Eliezer. So the Shtar is going to have some type of Tokif, even though it's torn up, according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, it's not. It's going to be Matzo Ba'ashba. And so therefore, the Shak Levitarya, again, between Rashi and Tosfos, is going to be different. According to Tosos, the Gemara is not even discussing. In other words, the Kasha Tenach Bifanenu Amra for Rashi and Tosos is going to be different. According to Rashi, the Tenach Bifanenu Amra says, okay, Enachanami, if it's torn up, you're not going to believe him in regards to the Amira, the Minui. But according to Tosos, that's not the Kasha. Why? Because according to Tosfos, you'll never believe him on the Amira. You're never going to believe him on the Amira. So what is the Gemara asking? The Gemara, according to Tosfos, is asking something different. Again, back in Tosfos' words, Perash Tenach to biyatcha tzarech shnayim sheye amru befanenu amra umizelo ayakasha meola. When the Gemara says Tenach befanenu amra, according to Tosfos, it's repeating what we already knew, according to Tosfos, from the beginning of the sugya. And that is, Tenuch b'faneinu amra, that of course, when it comes to the Minui Shliach, you're going to need Eidim. And we were Masbir, because what does the Shlish have to do with the Minui Eidim? So the Gemara Tenuch b'faneinu amra is not going back to the previous Teretz. The Gemara of Tenuch b'faneinu amra is going back to what has been our entire given the whole time, according to Tosfos. What Tosfos had already set out in Dibur Maschel Ushlish. Ah. So, and what is the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz is, no. Answers the Gemara, according to Tosfos, Tenach Bifanenu Amra Kibel Lamali, that we're going according to Manda Amar, Ede Mesira Karsi, that if we're talking about, let me say one more nekuda. And what's the problem? So that's not our kasha, but our kasha is, what about Kabbalah? What's our question in regards to Kabbalah? The question is like this. When it comes to Kabbalah, once a shlish is neman, you don't need Eidim for Kabbalah. All you need is the nemanus of shlish. It's torn up, and it was matzo ba'ashba. Doesn't matter that it was torn up in matzo ba'ashba, if you have Eidim that once upon a time saw it in his hand. So Tosfos learns differently than Rashi. According to Rashi, you never had the problem that it might have come from the Ashba. So Rashi says that even torn up is going to work in regards to Kabbalah. How that works, Sarachi, and I want to hear from you in Seder exactly how that works. But according to Tosfos, the way in which it's going to, what's happening over here, is that once it's in his hand, it's Ra'u Biyado Shalem. In such a case, it's not going to work. Oh, Rabbo said, one more Knech. Is there a reason why Rashi can't learn like Tosfos? We said why Tosfos can't learn like Rashi. Tosfos can't learn like Rashi because Tosfos holds that once it's torn up, then it's a sign that was found in the Ashba. And Rashi doesn't have that way. What about, does Rashi have to learn the pshat that he learns? And that is that that the Gemara's question is Havadai Kimle, Tenach Amra, that you need Edus for that. But if it's shards in such a case, and he doesn't learn like Tosis, who says that he saw it, that the Edom saw it in his hand, and that's going to be enough. So I saw some of the Achronim point out that it's beautiful. Because what does Rashi hold as the Nemonos over here? The Shlish is with a Migu. So once it's torn up, the whole Migu is lost. Tosis, we're going to see in Mirtz Hashem on Sunday, is not going with the Migu. So not only does Rashi not have Tosis's problem about it being torn up, Rashi can't learn like Tosis. Rashi can't learn like Tosis. So Rabosai, what emerges is we have, let's summarize what we've done in the Rashi and Tosas, where we have something amazing. We have three Tosas in, each predicated on the next. Okay? Everything is predicated, one step predicated on the next. Dahainu, that we have Tosas right off the bat, which Rashi, strangely enough, right off the bat disagrees. Tosas right off the bat says that the whole sugya of Shalish being Neman is only going to be in regards to the Kabbalah. But in regards to the Minoy Shlichus, why in the world should he be believed? Rashi learns not that way. Rashi learns that the halacha is that we shouldn't need Edom neither for the Kabbalah nor for the Amira, and the Shlish should be enough in regards to both. He should be Neman that there was a Minoy, and he should Neman that there was a Kabbalah. That's the shita of Rashi right off the bat. The second Tosas, indeed, Ramaschal Lehemni Shlish. So Tosas says, of course, when the Gemara asked the Kasha Lehemni Shlish, the Gemara it was asking, of course you need Edom on the Amira. But the Gemara's question was, is why do you need it, Edom for the Kabbalah? Shlish should be Nema. To which the Gemara answers, according to Tosos, that the reason why he's not going to be believed is because it was torn up in our Mishnah. Tosos learned that once it's torn up, so then you have to be Chosh Matzu Ba'ashpa. Rashi, who learns that it's a Migu, learns the Pshat differently. Rashi learns that once it's going to be torn up, then he loses his Migu. Next Tosos, Tenech Bifanenu Amra. So, Tenech Bifanenu Amra, Tosos learns, Al Pishitaso, that's going back to the Yisod that he said already in Dibur Maskul Shlish. What did he said in Dibur Maskul Shlish? Tosas had already said that their Edus, of course, the Shlish is not going to be Neman and Amira. So according to Tosas, that's the Kasha, Tenech Befanenu Amra. It's good when it comes to Befanenu Amra, of course you need Edim over there. But when it comes to Kibel, then in such a case it's not going to work. Rashi didn't hold that way. So Rashi learns that the shards are going to be enough to, are going to be enough of a problem to require Edim because the Shlish is not going to be Neman when it's found in shards. But when it's in regards to Kabbalah, then that's going to be enough for the Gerishin. Why? Because Rashi disagrees with what Tosas had already said earlier, that when it's found as shards, it automatically is from the garbage. For Rashi, it's not the issue that it came from the garbage. For Rashi, the only issue is that you lost your Migu. Oh. So when do you need the Migu for Rashi? It seems that Rashi holds you need the Migu only in regards to the Minui Shlichus. But when it comes to the Kabbalah, then it's enough to simply see the shards in his hand because he doesn't believe that it came from the garbage. While according to Tosos, Tosos believes it came from the garbage. So therefore, the Gemara is not talking about the Minui. Because the Minui, according to Tosos, is obvious that the halacha is that when it comes to the Minui, so then you're going to need Aden. Al Pishi Tosos right off the bat. The Shlish for sure is not going to be Neman. And whatever is going to make him Neman, like for Rashi, somehow the Migu is going to make him Neman. But according to Tosos, that's not going to work. Oh, so what's the Gemara's Tasha? Tenach b'fanenu amra. I understand why the Mishnah required two Edim, because you're never going to believe the Shlish on two Edim. But ki belamali, but when it comes to Kabbalah, So then in such a case, they should be believed, the Edim, with a shlish. In other words, Kiva Lamali, why is the shlish not Neman if there's just a picture, not even Edim, just a picture of it being in his hand when it was Shalem? In such a case, that should be enough to be Neman. The Tosas says Edim because Tosas didn't have cameras. But Eina Chanami, you don't really need Edim. You don't need Edim over here. There's no need for Edim. It should be Neman. Because once it was in his hand, then that's going to be enough. Now, Rashi might not have learned like Tosos, because a picture is not going to be enough that it was once in his hand. He needs a Migu. If you have a Migu, so that Migu is only when the Migu is still present now. A picture in the past is not going to work. So that's why Rashi cannot learn like Tosas. So we have reasons why both Rashi doesn't learn like Tosas and why Tosas doesn't learn like Rashi. And we now have a massive machlokus between Rashi and Tosas. What's the massive machlokus? A massive machlokus in Pshat and a massive machlokus in Svara. The massive machlokus in Pshat is everything that we've discussed up until now. The massive machlokus in Svara is, could you fathom that the shlish is going to be Neman in the place of Edim for the Minui Shlichus? Rashi says yes, Tosa says no. And what's another machlokus in Svara? According to Rashi, what emerges is, you're not always going to need Edim on a Minui Shlichus. You're not going to need Edim on the Minui Shlichus. If you have a shlish that's Neman, that's going to be enough. While according to Tosa said right off the bat, Tosa says, when our Mishnah said two Edim, then the Mishnah meant two Edim with absolutely no negotiation. When is Ravuna and Rav Chisda arguing about the two Edim? They're only arguing about the second case of the Mishnah of the Kabbalah and not the Minui Shlichus. So far so good, Rabbosai? Do you want me to put this on the board? We're okay the way it is? Tough. If anybody wants me to put it on the board, it would be my pleasure to do it after the standard shir. Okay? So this is the Machlokas Rashi and Tosas. Now, the Rajba can't be Sovel Rashi. You take a look. The Rajba says, there's no way Rashi said something so crazy. Zot de Heilige Rajba. Gemara. Baal Omer lepikadnu shlish Omer legerishin. Pirush Rashi, Shashlish Omer Shayishlich Kabbal Miskarshe B'Kabbalasa. So the Rajba stops at the first Rashi. Let's take a look at the first Rashi. The Rajba makes a beautiful diuk in Rashi. And it's interesting that he didn't stop at the later Rashi. The Rajba says, Baal Omer L'Pikad, everybody look inside Rashi, Getch Nasim B'Yad Shlish Baal Omer L'Pikad Nesad B'Yadcha, Shlish Omer L'Gerish Nesad Tili, Shiayisi shlucha lekabala miskarsha bekabalasi. What is the Rajba medayik in Rashi? If Rashi agreed with Tosos, Rabosai, would Rashi say shiayisi shlucha lekabala? Shlish arme legerishin asati li shiayisi shlucha lekabala. According to Tosos, that's not true. According to Tosos, it shouldn't say Neman Shayisi Shlucha LeKabbalah. It should have said that there's Edim I was a Shliach LeKabbalah, and I'm believed that Legerishin Nesatali. So the Rajah is Madaik right off the bat that Rashi, what we said in Rashi later on, that Rashi later on seemed to say that you wouldn't need Edim both for the Amira and for the Kabbalah. So says the Rajah, that's not what Rashi means. Of course you're going to need two for the minui. The Rajba says that's a davar poshut. Then in such a case you're going to leave. He says that Rashi should be read as essentially lav dafka. That's how the Rajba learns. The Ran is not going to learn Rashi that way. The Ran is going to learn differently. Where is the Rajba coming from? So the Rajba is coming from two of the Svara issues. The Rajba is going to have two problems in Svara. Number one is, why should the Shlish be Neman on the Minui? How's that going to work? How's the Shlish going to be Neman on the Minui? That's going to be Tzarachim number one. And Tzarachim number two is a more fundamental issue. And that is what Rav Miller Shlita quoted. And here, we're going to take a Shas perspective. I'm assuming now, for the next 4 or 5 minutes, that we don't necessarily know the basics of the requirement of Eidus for Davar Sheba'erva. And I'm going to give a quick summary, starting from the basic sugya all the way through the lumdus of Reb Chaim and Ksais. I'm not going to say that there are details of lumdus. I'm going to summarize the requirement of Eidus in general and point out how Rav Miller taught us in regards to Shlichus in a couple of weeks ago in the Shir Klali. The Gemara, in a couple places, the one that I photocopied was the Gemara in... you have in your photocopy, the Gemara on Samachem Abeis in Kedushin. The Gemara tells us that we learn Gzeres HaKosov, that it says, in regards to Mamonos, Al Pishnaim Edim Yokum Davar, based on two Edim, the matter will be decided. And we saw, when it comes to Gerushin, Ki Matza Ba Ervas Davar. So one of the most famous, probably the most important Gzeres Shavah in all of Nashim and Ezekin, is this Gzer Shava. Davar, davar, mi mamon. Just like you need, when it comes to mamon, to apishnaim edim yakum davar, so too when it comes to gittim v'kedushin, and Chazal have the expression, ein davar sheba erva, that davar sheba erva needs to. Ein davar sheba erva pachas mishnaim. Okay. Now, that is the rule for why, when you get married, you need two witnesses. There is a famous explanation that Reb Chaim gave about the difference between Gittin and Kedushin and other things. When it comes to Gittin or Davar Sheba Erva, there, Eidus is not needed to prove the matter, Eidus L'Birur HaDavar, but rather the Eidus is needed L'Kiyum HaDavar, to effect it. A Kedushin is not effected, unless there are two Eidim. Two Eidim create Kedushin. And Reb Chaim differentiated between Mamonos, the transaction took place, you just can't prove it in court, that's called Eidus L'Birur HaDavar versus Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Now, actually, this is Reb Chaim's explanation, and this is the way, if you go into all the Batei Midrashim of Brisk, from Brisk in Me'er She'arim to Brisk in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzhak Elchanan, this is a given, and this is one of the most standard Yesodos that exist throughout. The difference between Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, Eidus L'Birur HaDavar. I just want to point out that the Gemara in Samachem Abeis in Kedushin actually asks, why isn't that when a woman admits that she's married, why is she not believed? So the Gemara says, why don't you say, Hodas Baldin, Kemei Eidim Dam? The Gemara asked on Samachem Abeis. And the Gemara answers, because it's Chav L'Achrini. The Gemara says, if a woman admits that she's going to be divorced, so then in such a case, that has implications that might be negative for others. So the halacha is unbelief to say that I owe $100, because it never will have negative implications for somebody else. But if I'm moda on something that's chav lachrini, so then you need two edim. So adas baldin doesn't work, but mokum shechav lachrini. That's what the Gemara in Samachay Amibes says in Kedushin. And the Gemara says, that's the Gzeres HaKosov of Davar Davar Mimaman. If you take a look at the Ktsais in Reish Mem Aleph Aleph, I photocopied it for you, I'm not doing it. The Ktsais actually doesn't learn, we were brainwashed by Reb Chaim. The Ktsais learns that when it's a Chav L'Achrini, then you need Eidus L'Birur HaDavar, that's Ma'akev. If you're not going to have Eidus L'Birur HaDavar, so then in such a case, then you don't have Hodas Baldin, then you're going to be stuck. In other words, he learns Pshat, and I think it's the Pashas of the Gemara in Kedushin Sanchem Abeis, that when don't you need Eidim, when is Eidim not Maki when it comes to Mammon? So that's in such a case where you'll be able to verify, at least through Hodas Baldin. But when it comes to Gittin and Kedushin, you're not going to be able to verify even through Hadas Faldin. So then, Eidus Lebir Adavar is Ma'akev. That's how the Ksais learns in Reish Mem Aleph Aleph. Either way, we have this Yisod that you need Eidus to affect Gittin and Kedushin. And there are actually two tracks in Lamdus how that works. Either the way of Reb Chaim, and according to Reb Chaim, actually, Davar Davar Mimamon doesn't mean to equate them out of self, because ultimately the Mamon is Eidus Lebir Adavar, and the Gittin Kedushin is Lekiyam Adavar. While according to Ksais, in Reish Mem Aleph Aleph, they're actually the same track. It's Mamish Davar Davar Mimamon, it's just that there's a high requirement based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chav Lachrini, Ayim Biktos HaKoshin. So that's the background. I want to stay off. Well, slow. So that's the background. One more, now let's get more specific. So Rav Soloveitchik, this might be a collector's item, because I didn't see anybody else say it, and I wonder if there might be a reason, based on our analysis, why no one said it. Rav Miller pointed out that this is my dear friend, Rav Yosef Bronstein, who is Rav Reichman Shlita's son-in-law, just put out a massive volume on Kedushin, and Rav Miller quoted from this piece. He points out that our sugya of whether you need Edim for the Minoy Shlichas of the Gerishin is going to get involved with most Rishonim holding that you do need Edim for Minoy Shlichas on Gerishin. And the way Rav Soloveitchik, as going through the Derech HaBris, understood, he understood that this is a requirement of Edus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Dehainu, that the Rambam, we're going to see the Rush, hold that the halacha is that a woman cannot appoint a shliach unless there's Edom there. Just like a man cannot divorce his wife with either Edei Chasima or Edei Mesira, that's necessary l'kiyum adavar, so too, you can't appoint the shlichus. In other words, this becomes the way I was brainwashed in Brisk, in the positive sense. The way I was brainwashed is that minush of the shliach, of the gerishin, is l'kiyum adavar as well. In other words, it's not just the Mesiris I get, but also the minoy of the shliach. In Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim, he then presents that there are four shitos in this regard. That the Ravid holds that you need, if you take a look on page Tav Kuf Pei Aleph in the Rishim Shiurim, that the Ravid, and Rav Miller Shlita went through it in much more detail, the Ravid holds that you need Eidus L'Kiyum both for a shliach la'olacha and for a shliach la'kabbalah. The Rambam that we've already discussed in our shir as well holds that you need Edim for appointing a shliach l'kabbalah, and a shliach l'olacha is different, as we've explained in the past. The Rush holds that you need Edus for appointing a shliach l'kabbalah only for Gerishin and not for Kedushin, which is quite interesting, that Rav Miller Shlita discussed in the shir klali. And then Rav Soloveitchik said something that I haven't seen spelled out by anybody else, and that is that our Rashi, even though he was saying Shir and Kedusha Mem Aleph Amid Beis, he made a big deal about our Rashi. And that was what started Rav Miller Shlita's Shir Klali, was that our Rashi seems to say that you don't need Edim both for Edei Lekiyum, both for Gerishin, that you don't need Edei Kiyum for the Minui Hashlichus of Gerishin. And that's why, where we have Rashi and Tosis. So Rav Miller assumed, or I assumed from what Rav Miller was saying, that Tosos is the more standard approach. That Tosos is of the opinion that you need Edus L'Kiyum HaDavar for the meaning of the Shlichus of the Gerishin. That's going to be, if you will, another plane of the Machlokus between Rashi and Tosos. Although, as we're going through now, the Pshat and the Shakla Vitaria, it could be there are other issues that Rashi and Tosas are arguing about. But it could very well be that the Rajba, when he finds it inconceivable of what Rashi had said, when he finds it inconceivable, it could be that he finds it impossible for Rashi to have said that you don't need Minu Shlichus, because he assumes, the Rajba will assume like the Rambam, that of course you need Edim for the Minu of the Shlichus. There, a Nemonus, Lebir Adavar, might not be enough. But then, if you learn that way, then Einoch Nami, Rashi is being Cholek. Okay. Now, Rashi wasn't explicit in the first Rashi. But in the second Rashi that we made a big... In Rashi, Dibra Amaschel V'amai, so Rashi was explicit. which Rashi, not Mikanafi. Vamai. So take a look. It's not only the Rajba, it's the Pnei Yoshua as well. If you take a look, the Pnei Yoshua, and again, all of them are starting with this problem. Maybe because of Pnei Yoshua, that's why this Rashi wasn't famous. The Pnei Yoshua changes Rashi. The Pnei Yoshua says on the bottom, he says, Upirish Rashi Mamai Bo Eidim Klal, Lo Bi Kavala Velo Bi Kriya Ela Eide Amira. He says, you do need Eidim for Amira. He learns that Rashi didn't learn this way. But the way we had learned Rashi up with the Girsa that's in front of us, everything was Mukhrach that Rashi was holding that you don't need it. But the Pnei Yoshua changes the Girsa. I would imagine that the Pnei Yoshua might, that the assumption is Girsa, that the Pnei Yoshua is using, is right off the bat, the Pnei Yoshua, that the Pnei Yoshua can't be Sovel, this idea that Rashi would say that you don't need Eidim straight off the bat for Amira. Okay. So what's a Jew to do? What are we gonna do with all this? So Rabot said, let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran rejects the Rajba. Vihiksha alav. The Hikshu of love. This Hikshu is going to be the Rajba. De'im Isa she'en yadu alanu shaha yashliach l'kabbalah. The Ran starts, but the Ran doesn't ask what in Brisk they would want to ask on Rashi. He asks what the Bali Tosos would want to ask on Rashi. Asks the Ran, Hikshu alav deim isa she'en yadu alanu shayishliach kabbalah my time of the Rav Chisda mishlish neman dahavadai lohimne ela b'mashe b'yado lasos v'arei em b'yado el litnar leisha aval heichi nehemne lomar shehi shetei miskareshes b'kabbalaso. So the Ran's kasha is not the way they would ask in Brisk. In Brisk they would ask, how could it be that you could have a Dover Sheba Erva of Shnayim, of Aminoi Shlichus of the Gerishin? Isn't that a Dover Sheba Erva? That's the way it sounds like from the Rambam. And therefore you should need two. And that's the problem with Rashi. The Ran asks a different kasha. The Ran's kasha is, what in the world does having a migu giving it to the woman, right? That was what we had said. That if you could give it to the woman, so then in such a case, you should be believed that you gave it to her for gerushin. That's assuming that you're a shliach for gerushin. But how do we know that you're a shliach for gerushin? That's the Ran's kasha. That's what the Ran is bothered by. You hear Rabbo say? And it could be that that's what Tosis is bothered by as well. Could be that's what Tosis is bothered by also. Not the problem of Dover Sheba Erva. Now, I think I was brainwashed. Was I brainwashed? Who said? And I remember for years when I heard this, I said to myself, is that called Davar Sheba Erva? The woman appointing the shliach? That's called Davar Sheba Erva, and you need two Eidim? Shmuel got me thinking in this direction. What's Minu, in a totally different context, a totally different kasha, what's Minu Shlichus? Shmuel said, Minu Shlichus is cloning yourself. That's what Minu Shlichus, or one way of understanding, of course, Shlichus, is you're cloning yourself. So you could clone yourself to make a Shlichus for Truma, for someone to be Mafrish your Truma. So who says that's Dover Sheba Erva? But I was brainwashed by, in our beautiful Masorah from Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim assumes this throughout the Sefer. If you want, I can give you the Mar Mekomos in the Sefer where Reb Chaim assumes this many, many, many times, is that number one, when it comes to Gittin v'Kedushin, you have something that's called Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, and if you don't have that Eidus, then it doesn't work. It's not Lubir HaDavar like the Ksais had said, that's Ma'akev to have Eidus Lubir HaDavar, but something that creates the Kedushin. And you need to create Gerushin also, and one of those, but with Eidus, and one of those things is the Shliach. And I think Moreno Rav Miller was assuming that also in his Shir Klali as well. So we were brainwashed. First of all, the Rambam says as Davar Pashat that you can need Eidim. And Reb Chaim already is the ultimate way of learning the Rambam. And Reb Chaim had assumed that in the Rambam you always need it that way. But that's not the question that the Rishonim ask on Rashi over here. The Rishonim's question is a different question. The Rishonim are asking, at the end of the day, let's assume like Shmuel. The halacha, Gerushin is not Davar Sheva Erva. Excuse me, Shlichus of Minu Shlichus is not a Davar Sheva Erva that needs Eidus Lekima Davar. But the problem over here that Tosis is going to have is a different problem. And that is, why should the Shlish be Neman that he was appointed for Shliach LeGerushin? Back into the Ran's holy words. V'hikshu alav. D'im isa she'en yadu alanu shihi shliach shahaya shliach kabbalah. Maitan v'chiz domer shlish Neman. D'avade lo himne ela b'mashe b'yadu lasos. V'arein b'yadu ela litno l'isha. So it's, he's able to give it to the woman. Aval heichi nemna lomar shetei megreshes b'kabalasa. Lefichach pirshu. And that's why, on the side of my Gemara, I have from when we learned this years ago, I have written Tosfos. Lefichach pirshu. That's why Tosfos learned. Tafilu rev chizda lo kamar al b'dika sadi shushliach kabala. That's the pshat behind Tosfos. Not because of the brisker lamdus. But the Ran says that Tosis seems to have gotten out of it, but Tosis really didn't get out of this question either. V'tamahani aflu divrayim. But says the Ran, your question that you have on Rashi, that how could it be that the Shlish is going to be Neman with his Migu on the Minui Shlichus, he says, even you have Tosis haven't solved it. V'tamahani aflu divrayim. Heichi nehemne lomer sheniskarshi b'kabalosoi. How can you be believed? So says the Ran, but even according to you, even if you're going to have Aden, that there was a Minoy from the Isha, but the husband should be able to say, I gave it to him not for Kabbalah, I gave it to him for Olacha. That is the Ran's Kasha. Just saying, I'm sorry, 1 second. I want to hear what you have to say, Ellie. Just 1 second. So Rabosai, just Biderech Remez, Tosis and Nibra Maskel, Baal Omer Lepikadon, tries to deal with that question. Biderech Remez. Yes, Ellie.
Some point that in those the Hagar quotes that the Rash and the Rish are the ones that Lepikach and Mitzvahani have.
Right. Yefemod.
Not me.
Oh. So the Ran, I heard the guys fighting about the Ran in the Beis Medrash. Baruch Hashem, I heard a Mochamta Shalter about this Ran. I don't know how to read the Ran. So I can't take sides in your fight. I'm stuck. I don't really understand the Ran. That's what the tradition within Brisk from a branch beagle was that you have clear what you know and you have clear what you don't know. So I mean, I could read the words. I need you to help me and say that. I really don't understand what the Ran is saying. So that's the Ran's kasha. So we see how everything is working together. The one thing that we maybe could make sense of is the Ran in the Teretz says v'chein l'divrei Rashi. The Ran is going to continue to try to give a pshat according to Rashi. His own pshat ve'efsher, I don't have ad asof. But everybody see v'chein l'divrei Rashi? You see that? V'chein l'divrei Rashi yesh li lomar. Shekivan shebo b'sha shebo lebezdin kodim she'amar baal lepikadon haya. Since if the Shlish comes to Bezdin, and before the Baal said that he gave it Lepikadam, Hayyacho Litno Leisha, and he would be able to give it to the woman. Ha'isha Haysa Mikabalaso, Miyado, Nema Lomar Shliach Kabbalah Hayisi, Ule Kabbalah Nasnili, Then he gets involved with Mishar Rishona that gets involved with his previous teretz. So then I'm going to leave. But the Ran says like this. The Ran says that if the Shlish would have spoken first, would get the Bezin first before the Baal, and then he has the ability to put it in the hands of the woman. So then, in such a case, if a woman has a get in her hands, Rabosai, she could say that she was divorced. She doesn't have minui shlichus on the edus. She comes in, she says, I was divorced, here's the get. So it sounds like the Ran is saying like this. The Rashi, through his migu, is going to end run the need for edus on the minui shlichus. And the reason is because the shlish himself is going to be neman. The shlish himself is going to be neman on the shlish is going to be neman on this nesina. Dahainu, since the shlish has a migu that he could have given it to the isha. So in such a case, then he's going to be believed on the gerushin entirely. Because once the get is in the woman's hands, that's enough for it to serve as the gerushin. So this is the Ran's solution to the problem. Okay, so let's summarize what we have up until now. We have the three parts of Tosas and Rashi Lishitasam about whether we're talking about there is a need for edus. Rashi says that there is no need for edus on the Minu. Tosas says that there is. Once Rashi says that there is no need for the edus, Rashi, as we had learned, we had seen he had read the Shaklavataria differently than Tosas. That's what we had seen before. Then we stopped and we saw that there is a broader issue in regards to the nature of the chiyuv of edus l'kiyum hadavar, and that Rav Soloveitchik assumed that Rashi Shita here was assuming that you don't need Eidus L'Kiyum Hadavar for Shlichus, and we pointed out that there are a couple of assumptions. Number one is that there's a concept of Eidus L'Kiyum Hadavar, that's Aleph, and then we saw that the assumption over here is that the reason why Rashi disagrees with Tosas is about that Tosas had assumed that you need Eidus L'Kiyum Hadavar for Minu Shlichus, and Rashi holds that you don't. And we said that might be an assumption. That's not what the Rishonim had asked in their questioning of Rashi. It was not that Rashi was missing the Eidus L'Kiyum Hadavar. It was that Rashi doesn't make sense why the Shlish should be Neman. And then we have the answer of the Ran, that the Ran is saying that once Rashi has introduced the idea of Migu, so then in such a case, maybe the reason why you don't need, the Shlish is going to be Neman is because you don't even need an Eidus for the shlichus. In what case? That once these neman that he could have given the get to her, so then he's going to be neman in everything. He's going to be neman both on the gerushin that he received as gerushin, as well as that he was nimna l'shliach, because he could have just as well put it in her hand. So he's going to be neman on both. So these rishonim that were bothered by how could it be that it's going to work for me in a shlichus, you're going to have a migu. Any question, clarification? Now, Imirtz Hashem, on Sunday, what we're going to see is it could very well be that Tosas is going to continue to disagree with all the above, because Tosas is not going to go with this Migu. So Tosas will be Cholik entirely based on this. Okay, we'll stop over here. I'll stick around, if you want me to write anything out on the board, or if there is a part that wasn't clear, please come over.
I thought it was Davka. It was a good one.